Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Six 13 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, and I hope you're not out there in that wet weather.
It is
raining. May I use the phrase like cats and dogs?
Yes.
Have you heard that in a while?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I was thinking that not even 10 minutes ago when it started raining. I'm like, kind of raining cats and dogs out there.
Okay, we're going to talk about the moisture. We're going to talk about the weather in the Gulf. We're going to talk about the city of Pensacola and former police chief Eric Randall. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about changes coming to downtown Pensacola. And we'll even give you an update on where you can get those sandbags around the area.
Much needed.
But first, let's go ahead and attack the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
See, Austin and I have battled those fatigues on today, so we're ready to go battle here.
Oh, yeah.
Looking pretty good. The first story we're talking about, tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the Florida Peninsula today and in Pensacola as of right now, prompting warnings of rapid flash flooding before Invest 93L is forecast to make landfall in Louisiana. They're projecting tomorrow the odds of intensifying are minimal due to disruptive wind shear. Thank you, Saharan dust. Flash flooding, major concern as New Orleans could see up to 8 inches of rain.
And Mayor D.C. Reeves now says former police chief Eric Randall was not meeting department expectations, adding that the decision to part ways was made using data. The city conducts employee engagement surveys each year. Reeves says the expectations set inside the building have not been met, so the chief and the city agreed to part ways last week. And that was really pretty similar to what Eric Randall voiced this afternoon on WEAR.
You're absolutely right. Changes potentially coming to downtown Pensacola as major construction disruptions are expected next year. The reimagined Palafox Street project will cover Palafox Street. This is from Garden to Main with wider sidewalks, crosswalks, better drainage. Look, sounds pretty good so far, doesn't it? Well, the city is considering two options. The first is to close the entire street to motorized vehicles for 5 months. The second option is to have the work proceed block by block, meaning they're going to drag this project out for a whole year.
All right, 6:15. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you. The rain's coming down, and it's coming down hard. Luckily, there's not any issues on the roads as a result. Please, let's keep it that way. Please be safe out there. Beyond the rain, it's 82 degrees, low of 78 tonight. These rain chances are going to bleed into the next several days, and 80% chance is going to be the highest percentage of rain tomorrow. At least that's what we're seeing currently. But the high is only going to be 87 degrees.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Northwest Florida, I told you I was going to tell you about this. We'll experience heavy rainfall for the next couple of days as flash flooding in low-lying areas is a possibility. Now, in preparation, I want you to listen to me because this might affect you and what you need to do before the flooding situation comes into play. Scambia County is offering sand for residents living in flood-prone areas. Now, the sand's available on a first-come, first-served basis at Bars Field Athletic Park, Brent Athletic Park, Don Sutton Park, the Equestrian Center, Scambia County Road Department, Ferry Pass Middle School, the John R. Jones Jr. Athletic Park, and the Travis M. Nelson Park. Now, in Santa Rosa County, the corner of Leisure Street and Citrus Drive in Navarre, Tiger Point Park in Gulf Breeze, the Pace Fire Rescue, and at the corner of there, Pine Forest Road and Carroll Road in Milton.
All right.
So they can help you out.
And now you know. Vandalism at Travis Nelson Park, a memorial for a fallen Marine, is under investigation after several areas, including pavilions and the playground, were spray-painted with vulgarities, some referencing rapper Tyler, the Creator. Escambia County Parks and Recreation announced that cleanup will occur this week.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, at least two men in Florida are identified as having been wrongly charged under a suspended state law meant to criminalize illegal migrants living in the state. Eben Brown, down in Miami this afternoon with the story.
Two people are now known to have been wrongly charged as criminals by law enforcement in St. Johns County, Florida, for being in the country illegally. Those arrests were made under a state law that had since been stricken by federal courts. The state is appealing to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, Florida's Attorney General James Uthmeyer says he was made aware of the men's cases when requesting information from local law enforcement. The federal judge who froze the law is requiring bi-monthly reports ensuring people are not arrested under it, which potentially violates the U.S. Constitution's Supremacy Clause. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis says he's going to wait to open the new Camp Blanding ICE facility. The governor says he wants to fill up Alligator Alcatraz before opening the detention center in Clay County. Alligator Alcatraz can hold between 3,000 and 4,000 migrants, and it has not reached capacity quite yet.
All right. Just looking at the visuals on this rainstorm moving through, it is all the way from the coast, and meaning the Pensacola beach coast,
yep,
all the way up through Cantonment.
Yeah,
in that area. So lightning and heavy rain occurring this afternoon. If you're driving, slow it up and make sure you flip on the headlights so people can see
for
you
sure
a little bit better. Unusual last words from a condemned killer here in Florida. Gary Baumgarten has more for us.
The convicted killer stunned witnesses when he used his last words to thank his executioner. 54-year-old Michael Bernard Bell became the 26th person executed in the United States this year after he was given a lethal injection at the Florida State Prison. Convicted of killing two people outside of a bar in 1993, Bell's last words were, "Thank you for not letting me spend the rest of my life in prison." Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And school is set to begin in South Florida next month, and Florida's education commissioner is reminding districts of some things. First, Commissioner Anastasios Kamoutsis warned superintendents who violate teacher parental rights that they will be dealt with. And, of course, this school year will also be the first where cell phones are not allowed during the entire school day for elementary and middle school students. High school students can use their phones outside of class with teacher permission.
Changes coming here. Governor DeSantis names a new top executive in the state's cabinet who promised to continue tending to the state's housing insurance crisis. I certainly hope he is a man of his word. Something needs to be done. Here's Eben Brown.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is appointing Tampa area State Senator Blaise Ingolia to be the state's new chief financial officer, which among the office's many tasks has some oversight of the state's long-pressured housing insurance market. Ingolia helped legislate reforms leading to lower rates in recent years, but
if an insurance company does not do what they say they are going to do and contractually obligated to do, I am going to call you out.
The role of Florida's CFO has been vacant since previous holder Jimmy Patronis won the special election earlier this year to replace Matt Gaetz in the U.S. Congress. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines right here on News Radio 92.3.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson's dream was to take to the skies.
I've always wanted to be a soldier, but my ultimate goal was to be a pilot. I think I was meant to fly. I had just applied to be a part of the 160th SOAR Regiment, and I was going to airborne school that next Monday. So I decided to go on a motorcycle ride with my buddies. We were going through a turn, and that's all I remember. That's the day everything changed. I was told by the doctor that I would never walk again. Thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America, competing in adaptive sports lit my fire again. They help you transition for the rest of your life to that individual that you want to be. Sports like hand cycling really pushes you to find who you are in that redefining moment after injury. With PVA Sports, I've found my freedom. Now when I think about my future, the possibilities are endless.
For more information, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $2.99, now only $2.49 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $3.99, now $3.29 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
And all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, let's talk about inflation this afternoon. At least at the wholesale level, it was pretty tame in the month of June. Here's Jenny Casola.
The producer price index was unchanged last month, a sign that tariffs and trade uncertainty are not having a significant impact on many things. The PPI measures wholesale inflation, the cost of things before they reach consumers. Core PPI, excluding food and energy, was also flat in June. For the year ending in June, the PPI moderated to 2.3%, and the annual core PPI rose just 2.6%. The numbers are all cooler than economists were predicting. The PPI peaked at 11.7% wholesale inflation for the year ending in March 2022. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
624 News Radio 92.3. Indeed, we're watching that money for you this afternoon. Hillary Barsky, by the way, has those numbers.
Stocks ending higher after a gauge of inflation was tamer than expected and big banks reported strong earnings results. Stocks pairing from session lows after President Trump said he's not planning to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell, despite new reports suggesting he was close to making that decision. The president did reiterate his view that interest rates should be lower. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, healthcare was the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Johnson & Johnson, Amgen, and Caterpillar. The Dow decliners, Amazon, IBM, and J.P. Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 232 points, the Nasdaq up 53 for its third straight record close, S&P 500 up 20. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
625, Austin Price has a lot of explaining to do this afternoon when we're looking at the weather or the traffic situation. As Ricky Ricardo used to say in the I Love Lucy series, you got a lot of explaining to do.
Yeah, I'm really backed up against the wall here. Luckily, there's not a lot going on the roads from what I can see. There may be some little spurts of minor congestion. I'm going to chalk that up to people slowing down, being careful on the roads. Thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so tonight. 82 degrees right now, low of 78 this evening. These rainfall chances are going to linger for the next couple of days, and it's really going to be sitting on Thursday and Friday. Tomorrow's high, though, luckily, is only going to be 87 degrees.
Okay, Mike Seidel, Fox Weather. He's the old vet over at Fox Weather. He is, this afternoon, getting ready for the rain to move into the Biloxi, Mississippi area. That's where we're going to find Mike filing this report with us this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Many along the Mississippi Gulf Coast are watching what's going on in Florida right now. That's because Invest 93L, it's making its move across the state and then back into the Gulf. At that point, it could intensify, become more organized, and become a depression, potentially even Tropical Storm Dexter. Flood watchers are already out for coastal areas of Mississippi and southern Louisiana in the advance of whatever we end up with, because heavy rain will fall as much as 5 to 7 inches between Wednesday and Saturday. Hurricane hunters will check the area out in the Gulf on Wednesday afternoon. In Biloxi, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
And 2,000 California National Guard troops will be withdrawn from Los Angeles. The Pentagon confirmed the move yesterday. It will scale back the military presence in the city by about half. About 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines have been in L.A. since early June. They were deployed by President Trump, of course, to respond to violent protests against federal immigration raids. They were assigned to protect federal buildings and personnel.
Okay, President Trump is calling for California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff to face consequences for alleged mortgage fraud. Is it California or is it Maryland? That's what we're going to try to find out here. Fox's Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
President Trump posting this to Truth Social, quote, Adam Schiff said that his primary residence was in Maryland to get a cheaper mortgage and rip off America when he must live in California because he was a congressman from California. Mortgage fraud is very serious, and crooked Adam Schiff, now a senator, needs to be brought to justice.
I don't know about the individual charge, if that even happens, but Adam Schiff is a serious lowlife.
Schiff responding with this, quote, since I led his first impeachment, Trump has repeatedly called for me to be arrested for treason. So in a way, I guess this is a bit of a letdown, and this baseless attempt at political retribution won't stop me from holding him accountable, not by a long shot.
And the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline for LGBTQ youth is set to close tomorrow, July 17th. States and mental health organizations are bracing for 988's closure, which comes as part of broad spending cuts and dismantling of programs dedicated to DEI under the Trump administration. The Trevor Project responds to roughly half of 988's calls, and the organization has begun fundraising to continue to protect and support LGBT young people in the face of significant funding losses.
Former senior advisor to Jill Biden could be in a little bit of trouble here. Anthony Bernal is who we're talking about. He sat down for a closed-door deposition with House Republicans. Griff Jenkins tried to get something out of him.
This is the guy that they referred to as Jill Biden's work husband. He was known as a gatekeeper and had a front row seat to the Biden family. But to put into perspective just how close of a relationship Bernal had in the White House, Jill Biden's former press secretary, Michael LaRosa, tells Fox Digital this, quote, no one spent more time, whether it was in the motorcade, on the plane, in the private residence at the White House, Camp David, or at both houses in Delaware, nobody spent more personal time around them in their family, in the Biden family, than Anthony.
And real estate investors from China are the largest group of foreign buyers of residential property in the U.S. According to the National Association of Realtors, Chinese clients purchased nearly $14 billion worth of homes in the U.S. between April of last year and March of this year. That's an 83% jump from the previous year.
Okay, it was a 5-0 vote. Escambia commissioners approved a request from the Escambia Children's Trust for exemption from contributing tax revenues to the county's 9 community redevelopment agency trust funds. The vote comes and covers fiscal years leading up through 2025 and clears the path until 2026. Yeah, we're going to talk weather. We're going to talk sports. We got the information you need. It's all coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. President Trump is fighting calls to release the so-called Epstein files and the alleged client list of disgraced financier and convicted child molester Jeffrey Epstein.
The DOJ and FBI said Epstein did not maintain a so-called client list to whom underage girls were sex trafficked, revealing no more investigative documents would become public, despite past promises, including from AG Pam Bondi.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, Trump saying some Republicans have been duped by Democrats on this issue. Cleanup continues in parts of New Jersey after flooding in much of the state this week. Fox Weather's Jay Menar reports more flooding is possible.
It's been a tough summer for floods across the country. Here in New Jersey, we are under flood watch through tonight with the expectation that showers and storms are once again expected to develop.
Two people were killed when their car was swept away by floodwaters in Plainfield. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, Northwest Florida, Dave Ramsey here. I want to tell you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. So, if you need duct cleaning, duct repair, repairs or air filtration, you should call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768. They've been trusted members of the community for over 30 years. And remember what Todd always says, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. And be sure and tell them that Dave Ramsey sent you.
Attention boaters! Marine Max Pensacola invites you to Cheeseburger in Paradise, a two-day raft-up event on the beautiful shores of Fort McRae. This Friday and Saturday, get ready for loads of fun in the sun, complimentary cheeseburgers from Southern Grits Culinary, and live entertainment from Ben Lofton and the family. Don't miss the event of the summer, brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, your premier Grady White, Boston Whaler, Sea Ray, and Aquila dealer. Register today at marinemax.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. No scars, oh. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tropical moisture is unleashing widespread downpours across the Florida Peninsula today, prompting warnings of rapid flash flooding before Invest 93L is forecast to make landfall in Louisiana by tomorrow morning. The odds of intensifying are minimal due to disruptive wind shear, but flash flooding is a major concern as New Orleans could see up to 8 inches of rain.
Okay, number two, Mayor D.C. Reeves now says former police chief Eric Randall was not meeting departmental expectations, adding that the decision to part ways was made using data. The city conducts employee engagement surveys every year. Reeves says the expectations set inside the building have not been met, so the chief and the city agreed to part ways.
Simple as that.
Easy doozy.
And during a speech at the Leach House Museum, Century Mayor Ben Boutwell expressed optimism for the town's future, noting its growth as people relocate north due to limited space in the south end of the county. With new town council members and support from state officials, Boutwell highlighted several ongoing projects totaling millions of dollars, primarily funded by grants. Key initiatives include wastewater lift station and treatment plant improvements, water well rehab rehabilitation projects, and bridge replacements, among other things. Completion dates are extending into 2026.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, new interim president of the University of West Florida, Manny Diaz, is speaking for the first time today. He addressed concerns relating to his appointment, the resignation of Dr. Martha Sanders, and the appointment of new board members over the past several months. UWF President Manny Diaz.
Anytime you have change in new board members and those kind of things, it is unsettling. It can be upsetting, and I understand that fully. I know how important this institution is to this community, but I also know that this institution not only, you know, can play a role regionally as a powerhouse economically and for this community, as well as having some programs that are nationally renowned.
Well, Diaz was on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay early this morning, hosted a press conference a few hours later where he praised the university's cybersecurity and athletic programs.
All right. And changes are potentially coming to downtown Pensacola as major construction disruptions are expected next year. The Reimagine Palafox Street project will cover Palafox Street from Garden Street to Main Street with wider sidewalks, crosswalks, and better drainage. The city is considering two options. The first is to close the entire street to motorized vehicles for 5 months. The second option is to have the work proceed block by block, dragging the entire project out for over a year.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Aranda slices a fly ball to left center field, headed towards the wall, but short, and the National League wins it in the first swing-off. Kyle Schwarber wins it, going 3-for-3.
On Fox TV, a baseball all-star game like never before. 23 years since the Midsummer Classic was ended after 11 innings and a tie score because both teams ran out of pitchers. The All-Star game was tied 6-6 after 9 innings last night in Atlanta. So a rule that went into effect with the 2022 All-Star game got enacted for the first time. Instead of extra innings, each team's manager had to select 3 players to compete in a swing-off to see which team could hit more home runs. The rules? Each player got to take only 3 swings from a batting practice pitcher. Whichever team had more home runs after its 9 swings total would be declared the winner of the All-Star game. The American League was leading 3 home runs to 1 when the Phillies' Kyle Schwarber went to bat and launched 3 home runs on 3 swings.
I haven't seen anything more clutch. I'm just sitting here speechless going, you have no idea how hard it is for Schwarber to go up there down 2 and hit his first one, and then the last one he hits gives him the lead. Man, I think he just stole the MVP from Pete Alonso.
I think he did.
On Fox TV, Kyle Schwarber became the first position player in an All-Star game to win the MVP award without having gotten any hits during the game. The Mets' Pete Alonso had hit a 3-run home run of the 6th inning for a 5-0 lead for the National League before the Diamondbacks' Corbin Carroll hit a solo shot. It was 6-0. The American League battled back with 4 runs in the 7th and 2 more in the 9th inning. The junior circuit tied the score and forced a swing-off when Stephen Kwan reached on an infield single in the bottom of the 9th. But the National League won the game on Kyle Schwarber's 3 home runs in MLB's All-Star version of an NHL shootout. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Now, if you're anything like me, you like a lot of vintage sports stuff, particularly on the football front. I'm a big fan of college football, NFL vintage. Well, the Buccaneers must have heard my pleas because they are throwing it back to honor the franchise. The team announced yesterday they will wear uniforms from 1976 to celebrate their 50th season in the NFL.
Creamsicles.
Yes, absolutely. Tampa will don them during their home opener against the Jets on September 21st.
Listen, they have these great nights down at Raymond James for the Bucs, and they do these creamsicle nights. You know, the orange and white and things like that. I like the colors.
I know. It's such a unique color
scheme. I like the darn colors. WNBA fans hoping to see Caitlin Clark play tonight? Well, let me just put it like this. Maybe. And then maybe not.
Very slim maybe.
She suffered her 4th injury of the season. Nate Foy in Brooklyn with more on the story.
The Caitlin Clark show may still be on here in New York City for tonight. She's officially listed as questionable for tonight's game, so a decision will be made about whether or not she's healthy enough to play at some point before the 7:30 tip-off. She re-aggravated her groin last night in a strange game in Boston that included a weird interaction with a ref and the moment that she re-injured that groin. And this is the same injury that recently made her miss 5 games. She just came back less than a week ago, and her frustration was obvious. Keep in mind, she didn't miss a single game in college or during her rookie year, but now the physical play against her is starting to take its toll. She's dealt with injuries 4 times in the past 2.5 months.
And the 2025 ESPYs will be presented tonight from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles. Hosted by comedian Shane Gillis, the ESPN Awards show honors the year's top athletes and sports moments. Plenty of entertainers will be on hand to present awards, and the show airs at 7 o'clock on ABC and ESPN+.
PGA golfer Wyndham Clark being banned from a popular country club. And what a country club. This is Oakmont we're talking about. Talking about prestigious. Here we go. Jared Max has the story.
As American golfer Wyndham Clark prepares to tee off Thursday in the opening round of the 153rd Open Championship at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland,
He will do so knowing that at one course in his native country, he's not allowed to play golf anymore. Not until he completes anger management training and pays for damages that he caused to a 100-year-old locker at Oakmont Country Club outside of Pittsburgh. After his frustrations over missing the cut by one stroke at the U.S. Open this year surfaced in a locker beating, Clark will also need to make a meaningful contribution to a charity of choice of the Oakmont Country Club board. For now, Clark barred at Oakmont. At the PGA Championship this year, Clark heaved his driver near a tee box and hit a sign damaging it. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store at metalsupermarkets.com. The All-Star Game was a massive success last night and exceeded my expectations. I thought I would turn off the All-Star Game after we saw Paul Skeens face Aaron Judge and Tarek Skubal square off against Shohei Ohtani. But it was more than that, as the automatic ball strike system for reviews was perfect on the big stage, and the night ended on an awesome note with the first ever swing-off to see the National League snag a victory. I'm Zach Gelb.
When you've got real work to do, Metal Supermarkets will help you get it done, fast. We've got a huge variety of metals in stock, and we cut to size, fast. Bottom line, we get it done fast, so you get it done fast. Doesn't get easier than that. Metal Supermarkets, the convenience stores for metal. Find a store or buy online at metalsupermarkets.com.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
Yeah, for me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
643 News Radio 92.3. Lisa Brady's in this afternoon with more information about this recall for bread sold in Walmart. This is pretty serious. Here's House Call for Health.
This is House Call for Health. Two major grocery chains are pulling some bread from store shelves because of undeclared allergen concerns. The recall affects six lots of Lewis Bake Shop artisan-style half loaf made by Hartford Bakery, Inc. The loaves were sold at Walmart and Kroger stores in 12 states across the Midwest and Southeast. A notice by the Food and Drug Administration says the product may contain undeclared hazelnuts. The voluntary recall comes after more than 800 loaves were found to contain nuts, with a label warning of potential tree nuts, but not hazelnuts. There have been no illnesses reported. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Announced alongside the International Dairy Foods Association that dozens of ice cream companies are pledging to phase out certain artificial food dyes from their products by 2027. Here's the story.
Millions of moms, dads, Republicans, Democrats, Independents came out in November and were very passionate about this issue. They voted in record numbers to support the MAHA agenda. This was one of their primary issues, and we're working to fulfill that.
6:45 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see. Looking at the roads, there's not too much going on here from what I can see. Thank you for staying safe out there. And it's very much necessary right now with all the rainfall. As for the weather, speaking of which, 82 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Rainfall chances over the course of your next several days. But luckily, Thursday's high is only going to be 87 degrees.
Let's put things in perspective. We're so happy you're not on the roads this afternoon.
Yeah. Please be listening to us from home.
Okay, heavy rain possible for the mid-Atlantic, Midwest, and of course here in the South. Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast.
Heavy rain and flooding will once again be possible for sections of the Mid-Atlantic back through the Ohio Valley today. A storm traveling over the Midwest and Plains will bring strong thunderstorms and pockets of heavy rain, while a tropical system travels across Florida and into the Gulf the next few days, with the risk of heavy downpours and flash flooding along the coast, in particular Louisiana. High heat and humidity has prompted warnings across the Northeast, with temperatures feeling close to 100 degrees today and tomorrow. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
New housing list has determined America's top 10 boom towns, and most of them comes as no surprise. They're right here in the South. Jessica Rosenthal explains the situation.
8 of America's 10 biggest boom towns are in the South, with Texas and Florida leading the LendingTree list. The company took things like median earnings, population, active workforce, and gross domestic product changes from 2021 through 2023 into account. They found the top spot goes to Austin, Texas, followed by Orlando, Florida, Northport, Florida, Nashville, Tennessee, then Cape Coral, Florida. But part of the rest of the list heads west, with Colorado Springs and Denver in the top 10, along with Lakeland and Deltona, Florida, and Charleston, South Carolina. The CNBC annual list of best states to do business in just ranked Florida as third, Texas as second, North Carolina as first. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. On Wall Street, stocks were higher as investors weighed the news that President Trump now calls his firing of Fed Chair Jerome Powell highly unlikely. The Dow up more than 230 points. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both posted small gains. Meanwhile, to the financial sector, Morgan Stanley today reporting second quarter results that outlasted Wall Street expectations. Net income rose 13% to $3.5 billion, or $2.13 a share. Shares are currently off slightly in after-hours trading. Total mortgage application volume fell 10% last week, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. The average contract interest rate for 30-year fixed-rate mortgages increased to 6.82%. Crude oil futures for August are currently sitting under $67 a barrel at $66.67. That's Your Money Now.
Okay, U.S. Customs and Border Protection revealing record low encounters at the southern border in June. Peter Ducey up there at the White House reporting today.
25,228 total encounters nationwide. That is the lowest monthly total in CBP history. 8,000 U.S. Border Patrol apprehensions nationwide. That is a new historic low. 6,072 Southwest border apprehensions. That is 15% lower than the previous March low. 136 apprehensions on June 28th. That is the lowest single day in agency history, and zero parole releases compared to 27,766 released in June 2024.
And Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to testify in a case over billions paid in fines to settle disputes over privacy practices. Shareholders are taking the Facebook parent company to court in Delaware, hoping to get Zuckerberg and other company officials to repay some $8 billion. They accuse leadership of failing to ensure compliance with a Federal Trade Commission order over how to manage privacy concerns, and that trial began today.
Well, the Trump administration announcing a new program to streamline temporary visas for migrant workers. Edward Lawrence has the latest for us.
The Labor Department consolidated the Office of Immigration Policy, which will run this H-2A visa program. The office will expand the H-2A program that gives migrant workers who come here legally to help with seasonal work. It gives them work permits. Now, the President Trump says his administration will not offer amnesty for anyone. They are deporting the criminals first. Now, farmers and those in the hotel industry, as well as ranchers, lobbied the administration to do something to help protect their workforce. The Labor Secretary told me in an exclusive interview that this program will protect the immigration process and those businesses relying on seasonal workers.
And an Uno social club is now on hold in Las Vegas. Mattel and Palms Casino Resort previously announced that Las Vegas would be the first home of an Uno social club. And I remember seeing this myself. It went viral. But Mattel has since said that the casino floor isn't ready for us yet.
All right. Federal investigators now looking into claims by President Trump that one-time political rival has been committing mortgage fraud. Can you say Adam Schiff, by the way?
Adam Schiff.
There you go. Eben Brown has this story.
Fannie Mae, the U.S. government-owned enterprise that buys up mortgages, has now officially asked an inspector general to look at as many as five mortgages taken out by California Senator Adam Schiff. The Democrat was once one of the lead impeachment managers in the U.S. House during its attempt to remove President Trump from office in 2020. At the heart of the investigation are mortgage applications for Schiff's properties in California and Maryland, where he might have claimed each one was his primary residence. Schiff contends his Maryland property is where he resides while Congress is in session. The U.S. Constitution requires members of Congress be residents of the states from which they are elected. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Yeah, when you hear this, you're going to probably maybe get a little irritated. At a time when a record number of Americans are unable to afford their first home, Chinese buyers of American homes are making matters extremely worse. Grady Trimble on Capitol Hill this afternoon. Working a little bit late, has more on the story.
The National Association of Realtors says that Chinese buyers spent almost $14 billion on U.S. homes from April of last year through March of this year. Now, of course, that number is a small fraction of the total purchases during that time, but it's an almost 83% increase from the year before. And if that sounds familiar, it's because it's similar to a topic we've talked a lot about, which is Chinese entities buying up farmland in the United States, especially near sensitive military sites.
Just about 6:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some frivolous headlines to help ease you into this gloomy Wednesday evening right here on News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Markets may be unpredictable, but your cleaning service shouldn't be. At Janny King, the king of clean, we work with you to build custom cleaning programs that fit your facility and your budget. Our local franchise owners deliver reliable, hands-on service backed by regional support, so you get flexibility, consistency, and peace of mind. That's one less thing to worry about. Head to JannyKingCleans.com to learn more. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
Join Claimology tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's tomorrow at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.55 heads up Pensacola. Deborah Harry, Blondie. What a great track that is. You've outdone yourself again this afternoon, Austin Price.
Yeah, look at me.
Why don't you improve yourself a little bit more with a positive look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3?
Or at least as positive as I can make it. Luckily, the roads are looking great. If you're dealing with problems wherever you may be, they shouldn't hold you up for too long. And when I tell you to stay safe out there, I mean it. We were dealing with some heavy rainfall at the top of this hour. Luckily, it's kind of cleared up, at least in our neck of the woods. But still 82 degrees, low of 78 tonight. Got those rainfall chances lingering and bleeding into your next several days, all the way up to Sunday at least. But while the chances are going to be as high as 80% tomorrow, the high is only going to be 87.
Here's today's pop culture news.
I loved this movie, Spinal Tap. I don't know if you ever got a chance to see it, ladies and gentlemen, but it was hilarious. There is a sequel on the way, and it's going to feature some real rock stars. This will be an interesting movie. Here's Michelle Pollino.
Paul McCartney and Elton John join the band in Spinal Tap 2, and Rob Reiner says it's all about the love of performance. The legendary musicians make cameos in Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, the long-awaited sequel to the 1984 cult classic This is Spinal Tap, hitting theaters September 12th. Director and co-star Rob Reiner returns alongside Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer for one last hilarious gig from the fictional heavy metal band. Speaking to AARP Movies for Grown-Ups, Reiner said he was inspired by the enduring passion of music icons like McCartney, Mick Jagger, and Elton John. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And organizers of Belgium's Tomorrowland Music Festival are focusing on finding a new main stage after a massive fire consumed the structure. While the festival's main stage has almost completely burned down, organizers confirmed that no one was injured during the incident. According to Belgian public broadcaster VRT, emergency services were on the scene, and it's unclear how the fire started. The Electronic Dance Music Festival is due to start on Friday.
New survey showing worldwide opinions of China and its president are up, while opinions of the U.S. and President Trump are down. Here's, once again, let me go back to the word, what's a sample base? Got to figure that one out. Here's Grinnell Scott.
The survey from the Pew Research Center polled 24 nations. It found the U.S. was favored in 8 of them. China was liked more in 7. Both were viewed nearly the same in the other 9. Pew's associate research director, Laura Silver, said while many factors drive these results, the U.S. appearing less reliable as a global partner may affect opinions, while not many people may factor in China's pandemic connection and its human rights policies as much anymore. Of the high-income nations surveyed, 24% say they have confidence in President Trump, just ahead of President Xi of China at 22%. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
And fans are slamming a new wig that was recently promoted by the late Tina Turner's estate. The official Tina Turner wig is made of 100% Remy human hair and was created by her hairstylist, Arthur Johns. And while he insists that the $1,000 wig is representative of the kinds of hair pieces he styled for Turner, fans say it looked like Little Orphan Annie. Those are their words, not mine. The wig was removed from the Tina Turner website and all social channels within hours of its introduction.
Okay, you and I had this discussion on the definition of the word slop. YouTube could soon try to tackle, as they say, it's growing slop. You and I both confess, very transparent, we don't know what the heck they're talking about.
I have no clue.
Here's Eben Brown.
Slop is the term now being used to describe content, namely video, that is easily and cheaply produced by generative artificial intelligence. It's quickly become prevalent on social media. The problem is that what is created by the AI is often of little entertainment or informative value. It is designed to game algorithms to draw in viewers and be monetized. In the end, it just wastes viewers' time. Now YouTube is changing rules in its partner program, possibly to address the matter, reiterating that creators looking to make money need to be uploading original and authentic videos. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Okay, there you go, Eben. Thank you so much. We haven't mentioned the Wahoos this afternoon. They head into the All-Star break in first place, representing the Southern League South Division. Following the break, the Wahoos return back to Pensacola for a 3-game series against the Chattanooga team starting on Friday. Wraps it for Austin, myself, Chris Bryan. Back tomorrow at 4 on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.